Psychic Playground with J.N. Watson. It's so great to be here with you. Thank you so much for joining me this beautiful Wednesday, May 22nd, at just after 4 p.m. Pacific. And I am here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And I'm so grateful to be one of the voices that are one of the many voices here on 1-2 Radio. And I want to just thank all the other radio personalities that are the host of voices that are here, all underneath the owner, Mark Husson, who created the whole 1-2 universe for us to play and work and connect and learn and heal in. And today, here we are, and we're going to do one of my episodes called Wellness Check-In. And I got the idea through thinking back on my time at the suicide hotline. I was a crisis counselor on Wednesday nights for 4 hours on Wednesday nights. And it was an 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. or 12:30 a.m. shift. And it was quite an experience for me. I learned so much. And honestly, I was going there, I've shared this before, but I was having my own issues with wanting to be here. And not necessarily suicidal in the sense of had a plan and was going to do it. But I really was like on a mission to try to understand, you know, what this life was really about and like what makes it worth living. Because the life that I had as the addict, as the one that just had a lot of limits on himself, the one that just had a hard time with his confidence, and had a major issue with addiction and being very self-destructive. That was not a fun life. I'll be real clear and honest about that. That was a huge struggle. It was a huge challenge. And I didn't start off that way. I really enjoyed growing up where I grew up in Burbank and the friends that I had and just the lifestyle that we had back in that time in the early or late 70s, early 80s, where we still played outside and would stay out till dark and our parents would have to yell out into the street. And then it was like the telephone game to get all the kids back in the house. So all that to say, I veered off course at some point and I did have some not so amazing fun things in my childhood, traumas, as many of you had. And some of those things did cause some distortions in my brain, introduce some things into my world, and then I now, you know, I'm having to contend with it. So fast forward to now and my show and this opportunity to be with you here on Wednesday nights, where I wanted to like pull from my roots and also engage in a practice that I hold true for myself now. And every now and again, I do stop and check in with myself because I have had a habit in the past of being too busy, prioritizing everyone else except for me, running out of time, running out of energy for myself and my what I wanted to create, my even just my obligations, just, you know, just regular life things. So all that to say, it became very important for me as my practice, part of my practice, is checking in with myself and having a moment to really look at how I'm doing, not how I want everyone to think I'm doing. And I feel like this energy lately that we've been going through on the cosmic weather front, it's been pretty intense. It's been very intense. We had some major solar activity, and I know for myself, I felt that. I felt those charged particles. I was feeling like that goosebump, like hair on your neck, standing on your back, kind of, but not in a scary way, but like in a, like it feels really good, something good's happening kind of way. I felt that with those energies coming in. And it definitely brought up some of my some of the stuff that was, you know, buried, some of the stuff that was still hiding in the shadows. And it gave me an opportunity to take a look at myself again and the direction I'm going and where I'm at and where I'm headed, and do the actions that I have now, you know, are they working for where I'm heading? And so I've had one of those kind of wellness check-ins from myself over the past, I would say, month. But honestly, my life has been turned upside down, as many of you know who listen regularly. I moved, and I moved, not only did I moved in with my partner, and we're almost going on 2 years of being together. We're about to celebrate in July, and that's been a huge change, our relationship, in amazing, great ways, by the way, and then also us now living together. And so there's just been an awful lot going on, an awful lot of change, I know for myself, and I see that with my clients. I see that with many of you who I talk to in the chat and in those of you that share. Speaking of, those of you that share in the comments, we have a comments section, a chat area live while we're live on the air. Well, I'm live on the air right now. And you can go there by going to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button. That takes you to a brand new window. It's a private Facebook group called the same name, 12radio.com. And once you're there, send over the invitation. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And I'll be able to say hello to everybody here in just a moment. And you'll be able to find my banner, The Psychic Playground. And in the comments section, that is where the conversation is happening. So please forgive me. I did take a flight today. I just got home about an hour ago. I was visiting my mom and sister. I actually helped my mom drive home. She was here visiting in LA for a month and a half. And so it was a quick trip. And I'm already back. And yet it was, you know, the whole journey to the airport, going through security and SeaTac, which is where I came from, the Seattle area, is under construction. And so I was able to get through everything on time, but it's just a little bit extra kind of crowded, packed. And so it's just people everywhere, which you'd expect that at an airport. But I try to do things when people don't do things. I like to have space, but today I was literally on a packed plane. There was not one seat empty. And so yeah, that was fun. So my energy just went through that. So please forgive me if I'm just a tad loopy doopy. I don't mean to be, but I can tell that if I'm not careful, I can lose my train of thought. So let's get over here to the chat. And then I want to also say, now that I've led you to the chat, for those of you that didn't know where it was, this is your opportunity to share how you're feeling, you know, what's been going on with you. I have seen many shares as the producer, as the 1-2 producer, showing up in the comments, and I don't always get a chance to comment. But this is an opportunity where you do have my undivided attention. And I can see what you are writing, and I have an opportunity to share it on the air and share it with this beautiful community of listeners. So please take this opportunity. Let me know the good, the bad, the hard, the challenging, what you're learning. I feel like there's a lot of learning. There's a lot of growing. There's at least a huge opportunity for that. Okay, so let's check in here. First and foremost, let's go to all comments. Just so you know, Facebook oftentimes, at the top of the comment section, there's a drop down, and it oftentimes will default to top comments, which then it takes them out of order and it doesn't show you all of them. Well, that doesn't work because I want to see all your comments and I want to make sure that I am able to see them in order. Me. All right, Renee. Hi, Renee. It's so great to see you. She says, Jay Hart, happy Wednesday. It's wonderful to see you, Renee. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here with us tonight. And I'm excited that we're going to be having this opportunity to have a powwow together. And Cindy, hi Cindy, she says, greetings Jay, I'll be listening tonight. It's been too long. It has been too long, Cindy. I am lucky enough though to see your beautiful smiling golden GIF profile picture. I was like losing my words, but it's wonderful to see you. Thank you for coming over to my show, because I was going to say I get to often see you over on Raven's show, and I hope that you enjoy your time with us. And please let us know, how are you doing? All right, Terry. Terry Campbell is a psychic advisor and astrologer. She's over on the lines, the One to Listen lines with me, where you can work with us one-on-one. And she says, hi, Jay, and One to Friends Heart. It's great to see you, Terry. Thank you for joining us. And Cindy says, Terry Campbell, happy birthday, girl. That's right. It is your birthday. Happy birthday. I'm not going to sing. I don't. I'm not really a singer, but, you know, if I had a little bit of voice, I think I would maybe sing, but not today. I'm going to have to save everybody from that. Your ears. I'm going to let you guys keep your ears. Cindy says, hi there, Watson. Cindy's saying hi. He's now sleeping next to me. And Rachel. Hi, Rachel. It's great to see you. I hope you are doing well. And Cindy says, what an experience to work at a suicide hotline. Mercy. You know, honestly, it was. It was a thing. And I learned so much about connecting with people, and interestingly enough, over the phone. And it's now what I do in a whole different kind of way on the lines. But there was definitely a lot of training that was happening for me, talking to folks that were in that position, more specifically, and on a regular basis. The one thing that was very helpful, and I kind of miss the format of it, was we would take calls. Like, they would come in, and then there would be a supervisor that would take the call and then field the call to one of us that would actually help the person, give them resources, get them help, whatever needed to happen, just be a listening ear, whatever they needed. And then we would write up a report, and then we would come out into the kind of area where we were all able to sit and like kind of eat and talk quietly, of course, but we, you know, it was just the area for the group, and we would be able to debrief, and we could talk about the call that we just had. And we also had our supervisor that we could more specifically talk about something that, you know, if we had, you know, extra trouble with it or something, or if it was extra tough, whatever it was that we just experienced. And so that was something that I learned a lot about myself. I learned about people. I learned a lot about my intuition and how it works, because there was a lot of times where I was on the phone and I was doing my part, you know, as far as giving them resources or whatever was, quote, my, I'm trying to think of what to call it, like the typical part of my position. And then there were some people that we would get into some very interesting conversations, and where more of my spiritual insight and intuitive insights would come out, and we would have exchanges. And so that was incredible for me, because oftentimes I would hear my intuition saying, the advice that you're about to give them, you need to give to yourself. And it was very, it's going to make me cry just saying that. But it was very powerful when that would come in. And my intuition, I feel, and the Holy Spirit was no joke. But that's what I needed at the time. I was lost and struggling pretty desperately, and very much all on the inside. You know, I did my best to hide that. And so that was an opportunity for me to get the guidance I needed, so that way I wouldn't end up dead at my own hand. All right. So we are having a rather, you know, serious discussion here. We are talking about suicide. So I do want to talk about the crisis line. It is available. It is 24 hours, and there are they're called Lifeline is the corporate name, but they have centers all over the country, and they field calls. The calls are fielded through a like a call bank of sorts, like an electronic call bank, to make sure that, you know, if one center is very busy, it can field calls to another, kind of a thing. But all that to say, I want to pull up the number, so that way if anyone is in a challenging situation, and more specifically having an issue with either yourself or a loved one, a friend, it happens. And it can be very shocking, you know, especially if you aren't, if you've never had those feelings or thoughts, and you might then have a friend or a family member that does, it can be really, really shocking when that happens. And so I just want to share the number because it's a great resource to get more help if you need it in this department. And I am terrible at doing multiple things. Suicide hotline. Here we go. Okay, now you can just dial 988. Wow, they've come a long ways. You literally 24/7 can call on your phone 988. And I want to say you can also text. We used to do text. I can't imagine they took that away. So yeah, text and call 988 if you are wanting to get in touch with the suicide hotline. Okay, so back to the whole wellness check-in. That's where they were inspired from having to get myself from that place to where I am at now. And back then, I will, I'll admit, I was still using drugs. I'm not going to get into the details or how much or how often, but I was still using drugs at the time. And so probably wasn't, you know, definitely was not kosher to be on the lines, but I would oftentimes not go get more until after I would get done. So that's giving you all the my deep dark tea, especially when I was back at that time. I can happily report I have not used cocaine in over a decade, and I'm very happy to report that. That was the one that I had a real huge struggle with and had a really hard time putting down. That one, and it really, and not only was it hard to put down, it was like the drug that ran my life into the ground as well. So please be careful with that one. And all the other ones that are available, that are far more powerful, like fentanyl and heroin, and just there's always some new thing on the street. And I'm grateful that I have, on one hand, had those experiences. They make me who I am. But do I want to go back and do it again? Heck no. I sure do not. Oh my gosh, no, I don't. But I've had to really work at that, because my brain, I have an addictive type brain, and it can try to control me if I don't keep an eye on it. And when I say keep an eye on it, like, I mean all the time. All right. All right, so I got lots of comments here. I see them. I just need to get to the ones that I haven't talked to yet. All right, so Pamela. Hi, Pamela. It's so great to see you. She is dropping off some roses. Thank you for joining us tonight. And Cindy. Cindy says, congratulations, Jay. How magical. I love it. Or I love love. I love love. I do too. And Kelly. Hi, Kelly. She says, hi, Jay, and hearts. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Pamela says, yes, big change is going on. I know change is good, but have not quite wrapped my head around it all. Feeling a bit vulnerable at the moment. It's real life. I get it, but still a bit off kilter. And I know you put LOL, but I don't know if there's really an LOL there. I'm giving you a huge hug, Pamela, through the microphone. And if you all want to join in, we can join around the imaginary 1-2 radio campfire, and we can give everybody that's joining us a big, huge hug, and including Pamela. And yeah, I I know that change is like rumbling through many of our lives, and not the kind of changes that are easy to navigate or easy to like handle, you know, like they're required, like they're taking us off, you know, off guard, or like, I feel like they're disrupting patterns. They're taking us in totally different directions, you know, like it or not, like those are the kind of changes I feel like are happening right now. So I definitely feel for you. And one vision that my intuition gave me and the Holy Spirit gave me when I was going through a very tumultuous change a few years ago. And it was this image of a tornado picking me up, going a distance, and then putting me down. And then what I felt was the guidance was, you think that's all just on accident. That tornado and what picked you up and where you got put off, but it's choreographed. That's the message I got, that it's choreographed, that there is something to where we get picked up and where we get dropped off. And again, like I said, even though, you know, I didn't want to get picked up by the tornado, but sometimes it happens and we got to roll with it. You know, we got to get ourselves through to the other side, you know, the best we can. And so I feel like that in a certain kind of way, you're having your version of that, Pamela, where you've been picked up by the tornado. It has not put you back down yet. And so like the changes are still in process. And so we are giving you a huge, huge hug. Please keep us posted. Let us know when things settle. All right, Cindy. She says, your new home has no fire trucks or ambulance sirens, very quiet. Yeah, well, I'm on a major street, but yes, not as major as the street I used to be on when I was on Sepulveda. It was one of the main streets that goes all the way through LA. Yes, and I was right down the street from a firehouse and also right where the 101 and the 405 meet. If you're familiar with LA, it's a very, very busy kind of intersecting place. It was really cool to be there, but it was very busy and lots of emergency vehicle activity all the time. Tara. Hi, Tara. She says, hello. It's great to see you. And Tara says, I just had to cover my flowers outside. My spring weather will be 26 for about 10 hours tonight. Woo. Wow. That is cray cray. Where are you? That is dropping down to 26. That is chilly for spring. Thank goodness that you know what to do to keep your plants alive, because that would be very, very devastating to lose plants. Renee, she says, oh my goodness, let me take a drink. That did not come out. Happy birthday, Terry Campbell, from Renee. And my mom is tuning in. Hi, Mom. She says, hi, Jay and Watson. It was great to see you, Mom. I can't believe I'm already back home. I gave her a hug this morning in Washington, and now I am here in Los Angeles. Terry says, yesterday was my birthday and lovely. FYI, somatic help if you are experiencing anxiety. Sit, place your hands on your legs, palms up, and alternate your feet, hit the floor as if you are running. If you are experiencing anger or frustration, put your hands on your legs, palms down, and stomp both feet on the ground. Will help move energy. All right, I like that. Terry put that in the comments, so you might want to take a screenshot of that if you want to have that handy, because those kind of things really, really work. They really, really do. And it's almost seems like it shouldn't, but they do. Thank you for sharing, Terry. Okay. So part of this wellness check, I gave the part where I was letting you all in on where the topic of the day came from. But now it's time to do readings, and we can continue the wellness check by pulling a card and seeing what comes up and comes through. I'm also going to do a quick guided meditation. Because we are not doing the moon project for the full moon tomorrow. I know we said we were coming back for the full moon, but we've decided to come back in June. So we wanted to start on a new moon. It just seemed more appropriate after taking the break. And so we really appreciate all of you that have been with us for the Moon Project. And we just appreciate you being here and also being a part of the radio. And I wanted to give you all a little taste of what one of the guided meditations is like for the Moon Project. But it is just going to be a taste because we're going to get into readings. But before we do, I'm going to play that song so I can go back to my backpack and get my cards, called Balanced Love. It's one of my favorite songs to get into the mood for a guided meditation. And it's also a great opportunity to move your body and move with the beat. Focus on your breath. Work this opportunity to get more present. And then I will be back for our guided meditation, and then we'll get into readings. You can start putting your request in the comment section now. Let me know if you have a question or if you just want to get a general read. All right, everybody, I'll be right back here very shortly.
And let love in.
Love.
What is the feeling of love? How does it feel? Feel real love and send it through your body.
All right, we're back, everybody. Thank you for joining me on that movement journey, hopefully connecting your mind, body, and your spirit. And you know, it's progress. If you're feeling rather disconnected or disjointed, even getting a little bit more connected, feeling a little bit more balanced, that's something. You know, sometimes we want to, you know, go completely from one extreme to completely the other, and that's usually not how it works. We usually take the step-by-step action and also the instruction of our intuition to get to that other, you know, place that we want to go. It doesn't just necessarily happen. You know, it takes partially us being connected and then partially us following through with what actions were given from our intuition. Okay, so let's jump into readings and we'll save the meditation for the very end of the show. And it's just going to be very quick. It's just going to be a way to connect and allow us to have that opportunity to to do that together before we go. And Ginger's going to be coming up next with Heart Matters. And then Oliver will be coming up after that with his show, Oliver. And then we have Raven. She's got a special guest that's going to be coming on. And then my partner and I come back for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. And it's with Alan and Jay. He is my partner. He is a hairstylist, makeup artist, and we like to have conversations around relationships. So check us out. Please stop by. We would love to see you, love to chat this evening at 8 p.m. Pacific. All right, I'm going to try to put in this Gemini password for the Power Peak because I'm trying to get the specifics for the moon and when specifically the moon is full, and pull up the deets. And you can find that yourself, by the way, with Mark's Power Peak. Okay, so the moon is full on Thursday morning in 2 degrees Sagittarius, according to CA. It's at 6:53 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right. And it's going to be, as I said, in Sagittarius. All right. So that's the moon information. And if you want to get all your most up-to-date astrological information, head over to Mark's Power Peak. You can get that by going to 12listen.com. That's the number 12listen.com. And there at the bottom right-hand side of the page, you'll see an opportunity to sign up for our mailing list. When you sign up for our mailing list, that adds you to our list. It gives you an opportunity to check off Mark's Power Peak. And then every Saturday, like clockwork, you'll get an email free in your inbox. And it's an electronic newsletter, so you'll need the password that comes with the email each week. But there is a detailed breakdown of the astrological weather, and CA is the one that writes that. The main overview. And then there are many other contributors like Mo and Gracie and Kelly and many others. I believe even Ginger. And I don't want to forget anybody on purpose. Those are the ones that are coming to my mind. So please check that out. Now I'm going to jump over to the comment section and see who has put in their request for a reading. We'll do a few readings and then we'll get into the guided meditation. All right. And don't forget, you got to do the whole change it from top comments to all comments. And then scroll. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So Pamela told, or Cindy told Pamela, it can be so hard to get an alignment with change, especially if you're not, especially if it's not what you manifested. That darn universe thinks it knows everything. You are a warrior goddess, all caps, sage, and a warm shower, sleep, and food, XO. And Cindy is sending warm hugs. So are we. All of us are. And Cindy also says, oh yeah, see, that was the comment about the fire trucks and having much less emergency vehicle activity going by all the time, which is wonderful. And let's see, Tara said to Cindy's comment about the weather, I haven't put anything out yet. It's too soon here just yet. Wow, you guys, like, I guess winter is really hanging on in some places. I forget, like, how that works, because living in LA, we're very spoiled with that. All right. So Pamela says, that's good to know the phone number. Thanks for sharing it. You're very welcome. And it is there as a resource for anyone that needs it, whether you're supporting yourself or whether you're supporting a friend or a loved one. All right. And Rachel is sending hugs too. Thank you, Rachel. And that campfire gif is very beautiful. You can see that in the comment section if you're online with us. And then Kelly says, I went to a spiritual retreat over the weekend. I felt like I was able to revisit old wounds that I thought I healed from and look at them through a different light. Well, that is tremendous, Kelly. That's actually, I know it's not always easy when that like comes around and you're like, ah, I thought we were done with this. But at the same time, luckily, after the shocking part of that, you know, usually there's another vantage point or another angle or some other part of the experience that is going to be different. And is different about this time. And as you said, you know, you were able to see it through a different lens, through a different light. And I trust that you're working the wisdom. I just see where they would go on a river and they would pan for gold. I feel like you're panning for wisdom. You're panning for wisdom. Thank you for sharing, Kelly. Rachel says, I feel fortunate enough to pull myself out of giving up on trying to heal. Thanks to beautiful family and friends and you, Jay. Thank you, Rachel, for including me in that. I'm very grateful that we have this amazing community, not just my show, not just me on the lines, but there is a real community here. And I feel like we're able to do so much together. And even though we have our one-on-one and group opportunities and times, there is just something about this whole group. And so, Rachel, we're very glad that you're here and very excited that you're a part of the show tonight. Pamela says, thank you. Love group hugs. Absolutely. Those are the best. I haven't had a physical group. That just reminds me, I haven't had a physical group hug in a long time, so this is definitely the next best thing. All right, Kelly says, open to any messages, please, and thank you. All right, let's do a shuffle here. I am pulling from Kelly McLean's cards, her sweary spirituality cards. I feel like we'll get some great advice from the cards, and then I will pass on what also comes through my intuition. All right, so first message for Kelly. All right, Kelly, your card is, do you believe life is happening to you or for you? Ask, how can life delightfully surprise me? How can life delightfully surprise me? And I feel like this is so hitting on the money, what you were just mentioning about being able to see what you just went through from another perspective, from another angle. and like the value of that, even though at first I would imagine it was pretty confronting and maybe even upsetting. And that's where in those moments, it's important to feel what we feel, but then also make sure that we hold that place of empowerment. And we do that through asking questions like this: how can life delightfully surprise me? Because when we start to think, oh, this is just life, it just happens, and it's, you know, it's just always bringing me this shit, you know, and we can get into the alwayses and the nevers and the just the, like, those are all very heavy. They're heavy thoughts, they're heavy words. And I'm not saying they're not true. They're like, there's a forest of proof. There is a forest of proof. But part of breaking that and starting a new cycle is asking questions like this: How can life delightfully surprise me? I know it seems simple and like, how could that change anything? But our intuition is very much like, it's interactive. And so when we ask questions, it gives us answers. When we put certain things out there, it's working for us. And so when we're path paving an empowered path by asking questions like this, it gives the universe and our intuition an opportunity to give us more of the story, more of the answers, more of the why, more of the aha, more of the just the flash of insight. That is unexplainable, but it can be very helpful. It can be very valuable. It can bring peace. It can bring us that peace that goes beyond all understanding that the Bible talks about. So I do feel there's a bit of instability. I still feel that, Kelly, but I don't feel like it's going to be long, and it's going to settle. And it's going to settle by asking your intuition questions like that. And in regard to different areas of your life, to really open up what's possible for you. All right, Kelly, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Rachel says, general reading, please. I'm going to put the microphone down and do a little shuffle. All right, this card is for Rachel. Pulling a card for Rachel. Whoa. All right. Stop taking shit as payment for your love. I'm going to read it again. Stop! ! Taking shit as payment for your love. ! I feel this is that's a lot, you know, it's a lot. But what I honestly feel is it's a priority thing. It's a priority thing. You can easily, without even thinking about it, prioritize other people before you prioritize yourself. And then when you don't do that, when you do that, then you feel bad about it, or someone makes you feel guilty. Like, I feel like there's somebody that will kind of use the guilt card on you. But I feel it's important to come back to the priority and you being at the top, and being able to look at your situation from that perspective, because I feel like you're innately able to consider the other and everyone in the group. And then you get lost in that sometimes. Sometimes you're included. Sometimes you get lost in there. I feel like you've done a tremendous amount of work to figure that out. But I still feel like there's a couple different areas where the people have a carved out image of you, the old version of you, and they're not valuing who's standing in front of them now. And so in those situations, it's important to update. It's bringing the update. And maybe the update is a conversation to get clear, to set new boundaries, to get some things off your chest. Or it may be, and I feel like that's one of them. The other one is like maybe saying goodbye, letting them go from your life. So those are, I feel like, what I feel like coming up with regard to this, with this card. Let me know in the comments But that's the card I pulled, and that's what I got intuitively for you, Rachel. And I feel it's not easy. Those are those relationships, especially the ones we've had for a long time that go way back, those I feel are sometimes the hardest to break or renegotiate. All right, Pamela. Pamela says, I would love a card for guidance at this time. All right, let's pull a card for Pamela. All right, Pamela. Don't be too quick to reject the dirt, darkness, and shit. That is where things grow. These cards, they're getting right into it today. Don't be too quick to reject the dirt, darkness, and shit. That is where things grow. And it's springtime. Things are growing right now. And sometimes it's not obvious what is growing. Like, what I mean by that is, like, let's just use a garden, for example. And you go out to your flower bed and things, you know, are just popping up. It's hard to tell. Is that a weed? Is that a flower? Is that a vegetable? I don't know. It's just some, you know, some plants and flowers are very identifiable from the very beginning. And other ones are not. They can look like any number of things when they first pop up. So my point to mentioning that is, I feel like you have quite a bit of opportunity around you. And I feel like you have quite a bit of people that want to, well, I'll just say it, use you. And it's hard to know the difference right now, because they all have bright shining faces, bright shining smiling faces. They show me. And so right now is just the time to be where you are. Do your best to take yourself off the hook from the part of all this that you're making yourself totally responsible. And also, if you can, open the door to allow for these opportunities to grow, but enough that you can actually begin to discern and see the difference between what's an actual opportunity and what's a weed you want to pull. And I feel like the next couple of weeks to 3 weeks, but it feels like the next 2 weeks are going to be, I don't see the hanged man. It's not totally hung up. I don't feel like you're held up or frozen, but I do feel like, there's going to be like more and more information coming up. More and more coming down the pike for you to see, to be aware of. So that way, as you are faced with having to make decisions, you'll have the most current information to be making those decisions with. And from there, I see you being able to navigate through this, and the tornado will put you right down where it's destined and choreographed to set you down. And in the meantime, having full faith in yourself, in the universe, and this thing called God, that so I can have a way to say, but he has not let you down yet, or left you in a lurch yet. And that doesn't mean it's all rosy-dosy either and sunshine and rainbows, but at the same time, there are highs and lows. And there will be higher highs in your future. And it's a matter of continuing to keep taking one step with one foot in front of the other during this phase, and you will get yourself to the other side. All right. Thank you so much, Pamela, for joining us tonight. All right. Marina, it's great to see you. And Tara says, definitely a topic that hits on a personal level. I'm always on a watch for the wellness for friends and family. Tara, that's such a great point. We did like additional training for just that, like learning how to recognize people in trouble, that may have a, you know, a smiling face, or may say everything's great, everything's fine. But that there might be something, like a subtle detail, something about their body language, something just about their attitude, that can cue you in that there's something more. And I'm not saying that we need to go around and psychoanalyze everyone in our life. No. But it's great that we can be available. And like Tara said, that we are available. People can talk to us. We're not like, you know, if there really is something going on, there is an authentic, I feel like in Tara's world, like people know they authentically can go share and talk to her. And she's going to hold that. She's going to keep it safe. And so in the same way, I do that for me and my family and friends, as well as all of you that tune in on the radio show and my clients on the lines. And it is my honor to do that. All right, Marina, you're going to be our last one because I just looked and we're running out of time. Shame is like a vampire and can only thrive in darkness. Open the curtains and let the light heal you. Marina, this is for you. Shame is like a vampire and can only thrive in darkness. Open the curtains and let the light heal you. So I feel there's your inner critic has been raking you over the coals and is like not allowing you to own or stand in some way, shape, or form who you are today. It's like keeps showing you like phantom images of the past you, and then like pointing the finger at you. Like, I just feel like, again, like I said, raking you over the coals, ripping you into shreds. It's not everywhere. I feel like there's like one area that somehow there's something going on there. And the shame is real. So we're not going to get into the specifics, but I just want to, what I feel is to put my hand on your heart, put your hand on your heart. I'm putting my hand on my heart, but I'm sending you light. I'm sending you healing. And we can all do this. We can all put our hands on our hearts and send ourselves love. And report back to me if you feel your hands heating up, because I do. So it can be very immediate when we put our intention on it and our focus and our presence. Magical, powerful things can happen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and joining me live. I literally have run out of time. I have to get things ready for Ginger coming up next. We will do that guided meditation during... I don't know if we'll do it during our show tonight, but we'll do it for sure next week. But in the meantime, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and joining me live this beautiful, beautiful evening. I will see you all in a bit, and please have a wonderful evening if you are signing off. But please stick around. Ginger's up next.